Europe's gas crisis has dominated the first week of the Czech EU presidency. Indeed, Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek travelled to Ukraine on Friday to help negotiate an end to Ukraine's dispute with Russia. The security of Europe's energy supplies is one of the Czech presidency's three priorities, and gas-dominated talks by EU foreign ministers in Prague. In fact, the Czech Republic's deputy prime minister says Europe must be better prepared to deal with a similar crisis in the future. Rob Cameron has this report.
Tens of thousands of people, most of them in Central and Eastern Europe, have been left shivering from Russia and Ukraine's dispute over gas supplies. The Czech Republic itself was completely cut off from Russian gas this week, while Slovakia declared a state of emergency and even recruited the help of neighbouring Poland, which has been bringing in natural gas on lorries. Speaking after a day of meetings with EU foreign ministers in Prague, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra told reporters this was a fine example of Europeans helping each other out in times of crisis, but said the EU must be better prepared if the taps are suddenly turned off again in the future.
Unfortunately, we are not very well prepared for that. So we need to elaborate a mechanism how we would have the contingency planning for the situations like this, before we would have a better infrastructure inside the EU to fix those problems.
Many in Europe would like to see the sort of solidarity shown by Poland to Slovakia enshrined in a more formal framework. Indeed, one of the clauses of the EU's Lisbon Treaty emphasises the need for solidarity in the field of energy. Alexander Vondra again.
Well, there are two ways of solidarity. There is a solidarity as a political principle, and it should be a guiding principle for all EU members in the time of the crisis, with or without the Lisbon Treaty, and that's the situation where we are right now. Certainly, and you are right, that the Lisbon Treaty, once enters into force, has some means of for the enhancing of that cooperation, including in the era of energy. So if you want to have the sentence whether the Lisbon Treaty can contribute to better cooperation in that particular field, I can tell you yes.
The Czech Republic, of course, hasn't ratified the Lisbon Treaty, so it's something of a moot point. But it's not just contingency plans for future emergencies. The Czech EU presidency wants long-term solutions for Europe's energy security needs, something laid down in its priorities for the next 6 months. A statement released after Thursday's informal talks said the EU would speed up work on a number of initiatives, including linking up more gas pipelines within Europe.
Rob Cameron with that report.